Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Not anymore. Even by invitation. I want to get any mixed signals, Craig, so don't ever ask again.
Yeah, we're going to need that in writing.
You can demand it, but don't ask.
All right.
Kathleen Madigan later this morning, and also Brett Michaels are going to phone the program. Later this week, Jeff Dye in the studio. He's at the Funny Bone.
And Cleet Blakeman on Thursday.
Cleet Blakeman, NFL white hat. Cleet Blakeman.
Where's he visiting this weekend? Any idea?
Well, we have the list here somewhere.
Yeah, I actually have that in my email here. Hold on.
He lucked out. I don't think he has any cold games left. I think he's got one cold game left.
He's in Tennessee this weekend.
That's not too bad.
Houston and Tennessee.
All right.
Not a bad weather. Not a good game either.
No.
It was on this date in 1968, John Lennon pled guilty to a charge of cannabis possession in a British court, fined $375.
He had it.
He really did.
Mm-hmm.
Not an issue for him.
Nope. That marijuana, though. That'll kill you.
That's what you hear.
8 years. 12 years later, he was dead.
Yep. That's definitely.
Oh, our buddy Tony Bologna.
I know he's a Bigfoot guy.
Yeah, he's a Bigfoot guy.
Hey, I said I wanted to exist, but I don't believe it exists till I see
he
one.
He has some unkind words for us this morning.
Does he?
Yeah. He's a freak.
All of us?
Oh, he's a freak, man.
Or just you two?
Did he admit that? Did he like at least we said that we want it to exist?
Oh, I don't think he recognized that.
See, I want them to say to us, ha-ha, it exists. I'm happy with that. But don't tell me it exists unless I see one.
Craig nor Petey nor Todd have seen Bigfoot or the Tooth Fairy or a leprechaun while on the pod. Well, F me. Isn't that convenient? No one claims to have seen the Tooth Fairy or et cetera while on the pod.
I've seen a lot of things.
As far as finding bones, we do have bones of the Giantopithecus or something like that.
Yeah.
If finding bones is so easy, then humor
Cuckoo.
Me. We all know that Cuckoo. Owls exist in every state in the U.S. and beyond. We see owls all the time, and we know they're out there. Find me an owl skull.
Yeah, but we see owls. We don't see Bigfoot. So he's losing me there. I don't see owl. I don't see Bigfoot. I saw an owl 2 days ago in my yard.
Yeah, if I see the live thing, I don't need the skull. Yeah. I assume it's inside the live thing.
That's a bad argument.
Why is the owl skull so evasive, though?
Maybe the owls take them and bury their own.
But we see them. We see owls all the time.
Yeah.
We don't see Bigfoot.
I know you won't. You'll sit at home in your Barkalowgers. There's a nice old guy reference.
he's an old dude.
Bigfoot.
No, 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 no.
Until someone else sees one, and then Puss can say the witness is on the pot.
No, I say he's on the pot. Puss said originally, I'm with you. You stoners are funny. You see a lot of crazy things.
I just wanted to say the pot.
I say the pot, too.
The pot.
Yeah. Well, I say people see what they want to see.
That's it. Tony, I want you to have Bigfoot. I hope he visits you and you kill it. And you trap it. I hope you're the guy.
Harry and the Hendersons.
I hope you're the guy. Harry and Hendersons is pretty much a documentary.
It is.
I believe that.
It is.
Oh, Bigfoot and Baloney have their own band.
In the morning.
That'd be a great duo.
All right.
Please welcome Bigfoot and Baloney.
But,
like a little acoustic duo thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Played in coffee shops all over the place?
I mean, we're finding all kinds of crazy stuff. You when they go down, how about those, they send those submarines like 40 miles down in the ocean and find those creatures that don't exist anywhere except for that area?
Oh, the ones with the little lanterns hanging off their heads?
Yeah, so we find them. So you're saying we can't find walking mammals in the United States anywhere?
We find 84 million species of insects.
Thank you. Walking 8-foot mammals all around the United States. Never been found. Shut up.
Smart enough to evade you.
Yeah, whatever.
And smart enough to avail the 20 trail cams that every farmer has posted on his property.
That's another one. Since we've had trail cams, the Bigfoot guy should go away.
Yep.
You know, on that one, I've actually heard that there aren't as many trail cams as we think there are.
But there's enough.
There's a ton of them.
Well, I'm not going to take your word for it.
Just sounds another excuse.
Aren't those things motion activated?
Yes.
Maybe the Bigfoot are just, they're evading the motion. Maybe they're just being real still and moving slow.
I am telling you
like
what I've heard, though.
Like a sloth in a Pictionary?
I'm telling you what people will say.
I like that
and
commercial.
They will say that there's not as many of those cameras as you would think.
They're on the pot.
Why do you think that changes how they feel about these things?
I like saying that. I like saying on the pot. I like to be on the pot. I got no problem with the pot. I saw Bigfoot in Wichita in the pot.
No, you didn't.
It was a shadow.
Shadow people.
That was something.
It was a black security guard. I mean, in reality, it was a black security guard.
You don't know
in
that.
In his mind. No, I knew that. I was stone cold sober, man. sober for that situation.
He does know that.
And I was on the pot.
You don't know that.
I was on the pot. So it could have been Bigfoot.
I wished I would have been. Yeah. It would have made that a whole lot more entertaining for me.
Yep, 8.4 billion trail cams.
Yeah, they'll say there's not many.
I got that from Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, good.
Did. I bet you did.
Means there's four.
Then there's the truth.
Yep.
YouTube is promising to crack down on auto-completed search results that have produced phrases like, and this will not stick to the tape.
Quiet.
That's how horrible this is. I'm not kidding.
We'll be the judge of that.
How to have sex with children.
Nope, that didn't stick.
No.
See, I knew that.
What are you typing in? How to have sex, and it'll just stop, and it'll finish that?
Apparently.
Yeah. It'll give you a whole list of things that you could choose from that maybe other people have searched, or...
Yeah,
Yeah, YouTube wants to crack down.
They should because you don't want
on auto-completed search results that have produced phrases like that.
How to have sex is a term anybody could type in, and you don't want to be associated with anything that's horrible. You might get arrested for. I get that.
Right.
YouTube should crack down on that.
Right.
What's on that list, Bush? Besides, is it dogs, pigs?
Google,
cows?
That owns the YouTube, said in a statement that it had been alerted to the issue and is investigating what caused those phrases to appear in the first place. The company's also trying to root out problems on the YouTube Kids service. It's deleting accounts that have been made or that have made predatory comments and removing ads from inappropriate content that pretends to be family friendly.
Okay, how to have sex? Oh, good thing it didn't say that. This one says, how to have sex on your period, how to have sex during pregnancy, how to have sex while on period.
Did you go to Google or YouTube?
This
or
is
you going
Google.
To YouTube.
Oh, this, is,
so
this,
no,
is,
it's
this
YouTube.
Is YouTube. Oh, how to have sex and not get pregnant.
Yeah, so YouTube, you got how to have sex time, how to have sexier body, how to have sexier, sexiest, sexually, how to have sex tuplets. None of these are really that bad.
No, that didn't make any sense. How to have sexier.
Well, it's giving you the next word, and then if you click on that, it'll probably autofill from there. And
so one's assumed that they have started to crack down on this auto-completion.
I'd have sex with Craig, mine says.
I don't think it does.
No, because that's what I typed in.
It just says, you know.
That's what I typed in, I'd have sex with Craig. So I should have, let me go back. And okay, I'll take down Craig. Okay. Yeah, on your period. What's on your period and while on period? That's the same thing, man.
Yeah, different phrasing for the same search.
Yeah. Let me click on how to have sex on your period. You just to have it.
Why same as other times.
Yeah.
And with a towel and a
keep a
shower.
Towel handy. Lay a towel down. All right.
Right. It's like having sex, except the woman's on her period. That's what it's like.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not typing in YouTube. I'm on Google. I'm sorry. That yeah, they should correct that. You know, just type in the word YOU, and it, porn shows up all the time. At least on my computer, it does. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Your computer has learned you.
Yeah.
Oh, mine goes to tube right away.
Yeah,
does it?
Yeah, I think most of them do.
Yeah, but mine went to you porn.
Yeah.
Again, your computer has learned you, Craig.
No, I generally don't go for the videos on this computer.
No, I'm a phone
it's
guy.
It's generally
too.
Pictures yeah, on this computer.
Yeah.
We learned earlier Tyler's more of a porn hub kind of guy.
No, I just flip around.
Did we?
No, I said I go back and forth.
We know.
No, you said you flip around. You didn't say you went back and forth. You said you flip around.
I go to Bigfoot porn there.
And you like the phone. Bigfoot which one porn. That has a better mobile app?
They're the same.
Sammy Hagar says he wants to be the oldest rock star on the planet.
Well, as long as the Stones are alive, that ain't happening.
So he's going to slow down his partying in order to prolong his life. He said the recent death of Malcolm
70.
Young as a bit of wake-up, explaining he wants to put the brakes on and preserve himself. He's going to start drinking a little bit later and finishing up a little bit earlier.
I like him.
He's going to try to eat right. He's going to try to eat right, keep exercising, and stay healthy. But getting back to the drinking, start later, finish earlier.
I would start earlier and finish earlier.
But he can sleep in, plus.
I have the same philosophy.
There you go.
As Sammy. Start
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I got to
finish
me,
up
I,
earlier.
I got to finish earlier. No, I got to finish. I got to start later, too.
Are you one of those guys that you just can't stop once you get rolling?
No. I
can, but I find
my problem is
I would rather not.
My problem is is recently we've been going out more. Just had some more free time to go out. Football's over and everything. So my problem is I drink too much when I'm out because you're out longer. If I'm at the house, I can have a couple cocktails, watch a little TV, get tired, and go to bed. If I'm out.
And you probably
like I was out Saturday night, and we once saw a band of friends of ours, and we drank, and I just drank a lot of beer, because it was just a beer and wine place anyway.
When you go out to eat, it's probably earlier. It's probably 5:30, 6 o'clock.
We go out to eat earlier, and then if we continue the night, it's just a longer night, and I drink too long. I found the perfect situation, though, when I was at Penn State. We drank the whole way up there on the bus, and and that's about a two-hour drive with the traffic and everything. And then we drank and we tailgated. Then it went into the game with no alcohol.
Yeah.
And watched 4 hours of football with no alcohol and then drank the whole way home. That was perfect.
No, I went to the Viking game. It's just kind of a pain in the ass to go get, you know, it's a long wait.
Plus, you don't want to pee all the time in an NFL game. You miss the game. Right.
So we didn't drink much during the game. Yeah. I mean, we had, you know, some Bloody Marys for breakfast.
And then Cable Guy's box, we just did blow. So,
yeah.
You know, he didn't know about it, so I'm going to get him in trouble.
Yeah, the last time I went to a Packer game in Green Bay, we did that same thing because we were driving home right after the game.
Right.
So we drank during the morning, you know, tailgating, shut it down when we went into the stadium, and then...
You shut it down, but then you could burn out. Whatever.
You know,
I'm with Sammy. To live longer, you got to slow down. And that's my mantra anymore. And by the way... With our lifestyles and our, you know, we did slow down. I don't drink like a rock star. Rock stars can sleep in, and they do. They have they do.
Yeah, see, I've learned to dial it back even when I'm out these days because I just don't want the hangover.
Oh, my hangover!
I really hate hangovers.
You're so young, puss, too, man.
I really hate hangovers.
I'm going to have to step up my game here. I haven't had a hangover in a long time. I got to remember why they're bad.
They are bad.
They're bad.
Mine Sunday was one of the worst I've had in a long time, and I was upset with myself. I said, no way a grown man should feel this bad. Self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted.
At my age, I'm not 22. Puss is too young to quit. He's a lightweight.
Right.
He's way too young for that. But at my age, I should not feel that bad, self-inflicted.
But were you out partying and having fun? Or
yes.
Just with friends?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No. Then. No.
You know, if you were just out by yourself. sitting at the bar, moping.
I don't do that. No, I have to Uber them. My wife will drive me when I'm drunk, and she does, you know.
That's what I do at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least you're home then.
Well, you think about it, Craig actually has the... Because I, you know,
oh, that's worse, Joe. At least I was out. You're right. If I wake up with a hangover and I was just home, that's pathetic.
Okay.
That's pathetic.
Craig doesn't... Sorry, Craig drinks rarely. He doesn't smoke anymore. And I think
cigarettes, you mean?
Yeah, his pot consumption is...
It's way up.
...is exaggerated on this show.
It is exaggerated.
Yeah, okay. So he has the least, you know, as far as vices go, he's the lowest on the totem pole in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
Horse likes to drink.
That's true. For vices go, he might have the low. But still, though, Craig, his vice level was high enough for years.
Yeah, it's enough for
and
sure.
And I'm the worst. I don't smoke that much pot anymore. And I'm trying to wean myself off the, I'm doing the vape thing.
Yeah.
And I'm almost down to 0 milligrams of nicotine
then
now.
Put it away.
Well, I will when I finish this bottle of juice here.
Will that be it?
Then it's 0 milligrams.
Are you going to stick with the 0 milligrams?
Yeah, I will.
That's good. That's great, as a matter of fact.
But keep going, because vapor looks so cool.
Yeah, I really don't do it out in public.
I know, good. I'm just joking, because it looks doesn't look cool.
No, it looks like you're taking a hit of weed.
It looks like you're just an idiot. Looks like. Right, looks like you're addicted.
Well, you are.
I know. Yeah. You are. You are. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The reason that people vape is because they are
addicted to vaping.
And smoke, yeah. All that stuff.
Nicotine. Yeah. They're addicted to the nicotine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people just like that smoky flavor in their mouth. They like that burn in the throat.
Right in the throat. I love that Sammy, though, because Sammy can sleep in.
He can
sleep in. He's got a zillion dollars. He can fly places. It'd be tough not to party. So that's what I always liked about Sammy. He doesn't care. He's still just having a good time.
Sammy,
he's 70. Now, he's got the genes that let him go to be 70 for sure.
Yeah.
With that lifestyle.
But I never got the impression that he was as much into drinking and drugs as other people that we have seen are really into it.
We have to ask him about that. If we ever talked to Sammy on the radio, I'm going to have to ask him that.
Yeah.
You see guys who are really into drinking don't start their own line of tequila. Or they end up consuming all their own product. You know, he's more of a businessman.
No, man, he drinks. Don't do that. Yeah. He drinks. I watch his shows. He's portly now for rock star size.
Yeah,
he drinks.
But he's
the dude drinks.
Well, here's the problem: is he sold off the tequila
and made
$100 million
and started rum,
and now he's into rum,
right?
Which that's all the sugars and stuff. If you're drinking rum every night, that's a whole different thing.
It's like
Sandy Beaches.
I wish we had a rock star we could talk to about drinking. Yeah, we might have to do that.
The American Dream.
Brett Michaels is calling next hour. Brett's did his share of partying over the years,
but
he ain't getting any younger.
Is taking the opposite approach of Dr. Mellencamp.
Yeah, Dr. Mellencamp. I like Mellencamp a lot. He's just an idiot.
Has put away the alcohol, but smokes a carton of cigarettes every day.
Says that's better.
Sammy doesn't smoke a carton of cigarettes every day.
No, probably never did.
Trying to moderate his alcohol consumption.
Well, there is something to be said for keeping your the number of vices at one.
Oh, that's crazy. Mellencamp's an idiot. Mellencamp thinks it's alcohol and cigarettes that give you cancer, not just cigarettes.
But still.
There's a lot of people that never drank much and smoked a lot of cigarettes. Who would that be? Well, that'd be Craig. You
but
never
still,
drank and you got cancer.
You add the second vice, and that somehow that screws you. That screws the
But
deal.
You know what, though? He's better off drinking than he is smoking.
Okay.
Right, but he chose the worst vice.
Yeah, you don't find a lot of older singers who are still that heavy a smoker.
No,
a lot of
he sounds like a black guy
now.
It's
bad for their voice.
He says that. He brags about that. He wanted to sound like an old black guy. Now he does. I saw the interview with him on CBS Sunday Morning. That's what he said.
Yeah. I didn't know that Tom Petty was a heavy smoker, but he was.
Yeah. Mm.
Heavy?
Yeah, like pack a day or more. Mm. Have we gotten
at 67, he was still smoking a pack a day?
66.
Now he's dead now.
Yeah. Stopped 66. Aging at 66.
26-year-old Argentine woman, Brenda Baratini, an architect, had to be arrested.
I'm hoping to get down to two vices, Craig.
Yeah, okay. That's better. But if you can just get to one. That's moderation.
But Todd likes alcohol. He's not going to quit drinking.
Like see, and that's the trouble.
I know.
Like a little vodka and a hit of weed to go along with
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Moderation. Todd Tyler, moderation. Dr. Mina tried it in Pittsburgh. It worked. She was drunk.
Yeah.
Really
she
drunk.
Was hammered.
Had
she was
fun,
hammered.
But she was still being moderate.
What'd she
about
say
things?
She gets crazy with? Rum? She said rum.
She said anything but beer.
Yeah.
I think she said she started with vodka and then went to rum. And
apparently that's what the Indians drink, rum.
The country.
Dot.
Yeah.
The dots, yeah.
Asian Indians.
Yeah. They're a big rum country.
Yeah. Was she up here on Monday?
Yeah, we'll ask her on Monday.
Yeah, she'll be here on Monday.
Let's just put some rum out in front of her,
we
too.
We got rum?
Actually, yes.
We do.
I do have a bottle of rum in the cabinet over there.
Let's put the rum right in front of her.
We should get her all liquored
up. Get all rummied up.
Oh, jeez.
Just have her go crazy in here.
You have to have your finger on the dump button.
Oh, yeah. She's a potty mouth.
No, that's her job.
She's sober.
Yeah.
That's what she does for a living. Is she has a finger on a dump button all day.
Oh, we're going to ask her that. Put your finger on the dump button. She'll love that conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Kathleen Madigan, we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.